Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
yeah. Praise God. Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Amen. And depending on your time zone, good morning as well. Amen. Thank God for God's timing. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to be your speaker on tonight, Prophet Gabrielle Bonner. But before we go ahead and get started, let's get started with God first and foremost and start off with some prayer. Let's set things in alignment. Amen. Let's shift the atmosphere and cause a change in your life with faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord, that it's in your timing, that you're going to do whatever you see needs to be done according to our faith, be it unto us. Father God, we thank you for what you have already set in place tonight. We thank you for your ministering and archangels being in their place tonight in the service, guarding off and warding off any demonic, evil, wicked spirits and familiar spirits so that even your prophets will only hear and speak from your spirit. And so thank you, Lord, what you're going to do for a change in our life. Thank you for transforming and renewing our mind. Thank you for rebuking the enemy according to our faithfulness. Thank you, Father God, for bringing clarity, giving understanding, knowledge, and revelation, and imparting wisdom. And so, Father God, tonight we bind up satanic strategies against everyone's electronics, against this atmosphere, Father God, against, Father God, even your speakers and your leaders. We bring the atmosphere subject to your word. We bring everyone into alignment, Father God, to your spirit and your word and your glory and your power and your might. And so, Father God, we say we give you permission to shift this atmosphere. Even as your prophet, Lord, I surrender all and submit myself unto you. Father God, for I have been brought with a price. I am not my own. And so I give you permission, Lord, to increase like never before in and through me. And I choose to decrease, Father God, in Jesus' name, and let you have your will and your way so that the people will hear only your voice and not mine. They will hear your sound, your heart, your mindset, and what you have to say and not me or my opinions in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we release our faith in this service. And we thank you for the healing and the deliverance. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, we just want to exalt God. Amen. For who he is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God that he sits high on his throne and he looks low. We thank God for how he even reaches us where we're at, regardless of what sin we used to be caught up into or still caught up into. The Lord will come where you are and meet you. Hallelujah. Because that's what love does. It gives us itself. Amen. And so we bless God for God and his unconditional love that is not based on what we do or don't do. It just is. He don't need a reason to love us, and he wants us to learn how to become the same way with one another, just to love. Hallelujah. And that's a process. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the people here at the radio station. God bless you. We love you so much for allowing us to even be here and having ears to hear the voice of the Lord on who to let speak on this radio station. Amen. Because that's very imperative and important that we know those who labor amongst us and know them by the fruit that they bear. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They have to be in relationship, not religious. We also would like to thank God for the ministry. We are Eagles Wings Ministries International. We are a church with and without walls. Bless God, non-denominational. We bless God for our leaders as well, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Bless God for leaders that walk with integrity and keep integrity as Joseph did, and they do not choose to get out of place as David once did. Amen. So we bless God for them not committing spiritual incest with their spiritual children either. God bless them as well. And we bless God for all of you that are connected to the ministry or you fellowship with us. Amen. We thank you for coming tonight to support this radio station, to hear what thus says the Lord and show your love. We want to thank God for you as well. So as we get ready to get started, if someone is joining with us and you have my number, if for some reason you do not hear me for a few seconds, if it's in your heart and you have my number, let me know. Please communicate with me. I thank you for that in advance. Amen. Because we understand that when God is moving, sometimes Satan likes to still do a little stuff and do warfare. But guess what? He's already defeated. Hallelujah. He's the liar. Hallelujah. So we bless God for that. Amen. So let's get started tonight. Tonight I was speaking to the Lord, saying, okay, Lord, what you want to say? Amen. And he gave it to me quick, fast, in a hurry. Amen. And he was serious about it because apparently the Lord is fed up. He don't want us, when it comes to the church, meaning if you are a member tonight, if this is you, even if you've just given your life to Christ or you came back to God, let me say that. If you left God for a season for whatever reason and now you're back with the Lord regardless of your age, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager or if you're an elder person or if you're in the middle. God is saying, you know better. We know right from wrong. Amen. So tonight he said, ask my people, including myself, the people, what are you going to do? We know what's going on in this world. We understand that we're living in the last days, evil days, perilous times, and all these things the Bible says. And we know that nothing is new under the sun. Everything repeats itself. That's why we're supposed to be reading the Word of God and studying to show ourselves approved unto God, not unto man, rightfully dividing the truth. Amen. Glory be to God. And so with that being said, being doers of the Word. So now, because of what the state the church is in spiritually with the Lord, God is saying, look, it's too many of you in the church talking about it, but I need more of you to become laborers and start being about it. It meaning his word. It meaning completing your assignment that he's calling you to do. It meaning doing and obeying and cooperating with God on what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Because, see, the word of God already talks about that. There's a reason why Jesus was saying the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And I'll get to that in a few with you. Amen. So I want to use an analogy. But before I get into the analogy, if you don't mind, if someone is around you, or you may know someone that need prayer requests selflessly first and then yourself, or if you have a question you want to ask, we're transparent here, or if you need prayer, or you just want to make a comment, amen. The number is 347-945-5416, and you press the number 1, and we'll get to you right away. Amen. We want you to feel that freedom and liberty here. Amen. There's nothing but love here and accountability. Glory be to God. So, amen, the analogy tonight I want to use with you is, remember, God is married to us. Even when you backslide, guess what? God is saying, I'm still your husband. Whether you're a man or woman, don't matter. God is saying, I'm married to you. I'm married to you, and because I sent my son, you've been bought with a price, so you're priceless. You owe me. Hallelujah. We owe God his life. Let's get that in our mindset, because for some reason in the church, God is dealing with the church tonight. You know, he know what sin is going to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But see, he's tired of us, and if the shoe fit, you got to understand something. You have to check yourself. Let the Lord show you. If you've been operating in the religious way, you know what you heard about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scholars and high priests, you know, religious folks. Hallelujah. If you've been operating like them, it's okay. Tell the Lord. Be honest about it so you can get your deliverance. Don't be in denial and be cocky about it and say, that ain't me. That was Elder so-and-so. That's them. That's shoe fit for them. And God is saying, no, I'm trying to deal with you right now, tonight. Hallelujah. So, again, I'm going to use this analogy because God is married to us. But guess what? For apparently some reason, there's too much of religiosity going on in the church. I mean, there's too many religious folk. God is saying, I need more of you to become kingdom-minded because this is a problem. It should not be where the religious people are outweighing the kingdom-minded people. Something is wrong with it. That means we're not doing something appropriately according to God's word. We're in error somewhere. We're missing it. And God is saying, I need to deal with that. I need you. I need more laborers. Amen. Even if it means God is saying he's going to send us out to do outreach ministry just like Jesus Christ did, because truth be told, that's what laborers do, because Jesus is a laborer. Hallelujah. You'll catch that in a second. So the analogy I want to use with you tonight, because I'm a very transparent person. I love to be transparent, as Apostle Paul said to be. Because God is married to us, beloved, you can't come to God as a Jezebel. You can't treat God and you come to him as Jezebel, meaning you don't come to God and take your blessing or think he owes you something with an attitude of, if that's what you want, he's supposed to give it to you because he loves you. He owes you that. No, that's not how we do that. You don't come to God as a witch. That's what Jezebel is, an ugly old witch. You don't come to God and try to control him. You don't do that and tell him, if you don't bless me, I won't be in praise and worship on time. You know, your attitude can show that. When you don't be in your place and on post, if you're a member of a ministry, well, the Lord didn't do what I asked him when I prayed last night, so guess what? I'm not going to be on praise and worship. Master, I'm not going to lead it. I'm going to make an excuse and say I can't make it, and I'm going to just be here doing what I want to do. You know, so since the Lord didn't do this for me, guess what? I'm not going to give my tithes and offering the time. What I'm going to do is go buy me some Dolce & Gabbana watch. I'm going to go buy me that purse I like. That's what I'm going to do, because when I ask the Lord to do something, he's supposed to do it. See, that's the attitude some of us give off to the Lord. That's just not right. Here's another part of that analogy. You don't come to God like you're Delilah, meaning you can't try to sway and swoo God and try to cause him to open up some secrets to you and tell you how to do this and how to do that, and you think that's going to make God give you what you want. It don't go that way. You can't set God up. You got to remember that. He created you. You didn't create him. See, Delilah wasn't no good. And see, Samson wasn't even supposed to be dealing with her. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Catch that by your spirit. So you can't come to God like a Delilah trying to sway and swoon him to get a blessing out of him. That don't work. Or to get more power, get power about him. That don't work that way. I'm going to tell you how you got to come to God. There's a correct way to come to God. There's a holy way to come to God. There's a righteous way to come to God. There's an appropriate way to come to God. And operating in the Delilah spirit with God is inappropriate. Also, because he's married to us, it will be wise not to come to God as a loose, strange woman. Don't come to God trying to flirt with him and trying to offer him little offers and promotions spiritually, talking about, you know, I'm going to be doing this, Lord, and I'll be over here on the praise team tomorrow, and then I'll be over there tomorrow. Like, that's really going to get God hypnotized or mesmerized. Prophetic eyes and your apostolic tongue and all this other stuff. God is not moved by that. Because, again, he created you. You did not create him. So stop trying to flatter God with the anointings, guess what, that he created you with. Stop trying to flatter God with the gifts that he created you with. Stop trying to flatter him with that office that you ain't even been affirmed with yet. Catch that by your spirit. Because God is like, you can't hypnotize and mesmerize me when I already know what you're being driven by and what you're choosing to do. You can't fool God. Hallelujah. So that's some analogies to give you. We got to stop doing it with God, because if truth be told, if we sit still and say, Lord, show me, it's going to shock you. It's going to shock you what God show you you're operating in or being driven by, and you're a member of the church. And for some of us, we've been there for years now. Some of us, we've been there for months. Some of us just rededicated, but you know about some things about God. You know when you're inappropriate and appropriate according to his word. Now, here's another thing I've noticed with us in the church. A lot of us are spoiled brats. Some of us just spoiled brats like that. Depending on who's speaking, that's going to determine if we sit there and listen. And God can speak to anybody. Just because somebody has that title, their name, and it's heavy and things like that, doesn't mean they were ordained by God. Just because they're perfect of looking and all that stuff, you'll sit there and listen to them because you love the way he sound or she sound. You love the colors they wear, or you love how they teach, and you love to hear them preach. But sometimes you don't always need to be preached to. Sometimes God wants you to sit and be still and listen to someone teach you the word, because that's the problem. You're used to the accolades of religious folks. You're used to being entertained. And God is not a circus show, what he's doing and trying to do in your life and with his people in the church first. So there's a lot of spoiled brats even in ministry. If you can't sing or you can't lead the song, well, then guess what? I'm getting off the worship team because that's not how my God operates. Well, what God are you serving? It's not capital G-O-D. Because you have to have humility. You have to be willing to be lowly as a servant. Because when we study Jesus, he was not a spoiled brat. He did not say, Lord, give me first. If you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Because he know God don't operate that way. God does not please your flesh. That's another way spiritually how spoiled brats form in the church like they are today. Because too much of their flesh has been puffed up by other people because they can sing, or as they say in some churches, they can sing. No anointing, but you can sing, but you ain't singing under the anointing. Oh, girl, they can dance. Did you see how they dance? She does. Girl, put her on there. All they doing is puffing up your flesh. Not even feeding your spirit, man, but causing your flesh to become the dominant ruler. And now you are a spiritual spoiled brat, where if they don't let you dance first, if they don't let you do this first, if they don't let you be the greeter at the door and put the other ones in the church pew, all this kind of stuff, well, I'm not going to serve God then. I'm not going to come to church. When y'all make up y'all mind that y'all going to let me gratify myself, my flesh, and be all put on a platform like Satan wants to be done, then I'll go ahead and come and I'll do what the Lord say do. Guess what? You're out of order, and God's going to have to sit you down. You're going to have a great fall because you're a spoiled brat in the spirit, and your flesh is out of control, wanting what it wants, when it wants, and how it wants it, with no regard to God. That's called hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Catch that by your spirit. So again, if you know someone that needs to be hearing this along with you as the Lord is dealing with our flesh and crucifying it, hallelujah, we need this flesh crucified because it can happen with any one of us. The number to give them is 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request or any question you want to ask, because we are transparent, if you have a comment, guess what? Dial the number one, and we'll get to you right away. Amen. For we do not desire you to perish. You need the knowledge and understanding. We stand with each other, not against each other. Amen. And then here's another thing about some of us that the Lord was showing me. He said some of us are just as selfish and ungrateful as we want and choose to be with God. And he said, shame on us in the church. See, God is first dealing with the church. He put this really heavy in my spirit tonight. It's just so heavy on my heart. He said, that don't make no sense. You have so many selfish and ungrateful children in the church. He said, how dare we? He said, you mean to tell me, since God kept you through the molestation, he kept you through the rape, he kept you even when the death angel through that domestic violence relationship was ready to slit your throat, stab you in your spine repeatedly, stab you 16 times, and God blocked it. He kept you when the enemy wanted to kill you in abortion. He wanted to kill you through your mother. He wanted to kill you through your father. He wanted to just kill, still destroy you before you even became a teenager. And God saying, I built you to go through certain things in your life, because some of the things you went through, God is saying, if your parents would have did their part, because I can't go against their will, that wouldn't have happened to you. Now, that part wasn't supposed to happen to you, but this right here was supposed to happen to you. See, there's certain things. See, God don't go against his word. So your parents have a choice to get in relationship with God about who he sent through them and not to them. So the Lord is saying, look, there's some things I purposely allowed you to overcome and go and encounter. It's because of my love for you and who you are, who I created you to be. But how dare you be selfish and ungrateful, and then you rob me with your giving, all because I won't do things when you want me to do them. Catch that by your spirit. Remember, people, just like I have to remember, I can be expecting something to happen tomorrow, but if it's going to take a process, guess what? God is saying, be patient with me. Because I'm always patient with you all. He's very patient with us. So we have to learn, myself as first partake as well, be patient with God. Hallelujah, because things are a process. Glory be to God. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Because the truth be told, we do so much stuff throughout the day that we know better to do. And God is saying, I'm still going to be patient with you. I love them. I love them unconditionally. And this is not their, this is not who they are, and I know they're coming out of this. Because, see, God knows everything. He's still choosing, catch that by your spirit, to be patient with you and I. So that's why we have to stop being selfish and ungrateful just because things ain't happening when we want them to. We have to be mindful of this. And here's another example, people of God, about selfish and ungrateful spiritual children, is when you give your little 10%, what's 10 cents out of a dollar to God when the IRS taking 10 times more than that from you? And even will garnish your stuff without your permission, whether it's in your bank account or your furniture. They don't care. They're coming after it. So what's 10 cents out of a dollar? And then you sow from your heart when it comes to sowing your seed and your offering. What is the Lord saying to give unto him? You know what you need from God. Hallelujah. What is God requiring from you out of your giving? And so what's 10% out of something? And so we think because I'm a member, now, God, you got to show yourself for me. You got to do this for me. You're supposed to do that for me. You're supposed to open up the doors of the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for me. Oh, you got to, God. See, so a lot of us get that kind of attitude. We get puffed up, and we start feeling ourselves because now we're a member. So what I get for being a member? Like this some kind of lottery ticket. What I get for doing this? What I get for staying late, God? You know I stayed late. I was the first one that came here, God. I made sure. But your heart wasn't right on why you did it. Your motives are not right. Your agenda. You didn't do it to please God. You were doing what you did to please self and get stuff to self. And God don't operate like that. He judges our heart motives and intentions. Because that's what matters to God. Why did you first come? Why did you stay late? Be with your selfish, ungrateful self. Check yourself because you're wrecking yourself. Hallelujah. Again, if you know people that should be on here, amen, so they can be uplifted and loved on and held accountable, the number is 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request for someone else first and then yourself, hallelujah. If you have a question to ask away or a comment, just dial the number one and we'll get to you right away. Amen. So here's the correct way. God said, give you the correct way of how to come to him. If you want things out of God, first of all, let's deal with your needs. Because we know first important is what you need first. What do you need from God? That's what we want to deal with first. That's order. The second important thing is your desire. What is your heart's desire? Because God meet, not in marijuana, not in alcohol, not in pornography, not in masturbation, not in foul language, not in gossiping, not in people. But he said, if you delight yourself in me, capital G-O-D, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. So here we go. Matthew 6:33, King James Version says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Have you been doing that every day? Hallelujah. And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto who? You. All these things shall be added unto myself. Hallelujah. But guess what? There's order first with that. See, he said, but, meaning, let me tell you first the order. Come to me first and seek me and my righteousness. And then if you do that in that order like I required of you, guess what? Whatever you're in need of, all these things will be added unto you because you're doing it according to my order and what I said. You're not saying, oh, I'm a member. Now, Lord, you got to add all these things to me that I asked you for, my car, my husband, my wife, my finances, my wealth, my mansions, all these things, Lord, you got to give me now because I'm a member. Don't work that way. God is saying, look, when you are a laborer and you do it according to my word, that's how this thing goes. But when you're just a member and being a fixture and you don't want to labor, you don't get them type of benefits. It don't work that way. Hallelujah. He said it's either his way, your way, or Satan's way. That's it. But you can't have all three in one. We're not going to do that. You got to choose one, hallelujah, out of the three, and stick with it. You can't be bouncing around where, oh, it's my way today because I'm a free will agent, and then with Satan pimp slap you in the midnight hours, oh, Lord, can you help me get me off Satan's corner? I want to serve you, and I want to rededicate my life to you. But then in the midnight hours again, you're having a one-night stand with Incubus, the sex demon, and he making you feel good, or succubus, she touching all on you, making you feel good as a male. And then now when you can't think right or focus right, something going on with your mind and something wrong and weird with your dreams, now you're coming back to the Lord beat up like a rag doll. Lord, you know, I love you. I need you in my life. Same stuff, different day. Stuff, different day. You know, glory be to God. You're being double-minded, and the truth is you don't really even love God. You don't know what you want, but you love playing around with Satan. See, that's telling you and showing you wherever you're spending your most time with and being entertained by, that's what has you. That's who has you. Pay attention to that. Glory be to God. Again, the number to dial, if you know someone that needs to be encouraged on tonight, given an understanding, is 347-945-5416. Amen. And if you have a question, you can ask away. If you need prayer, let's get it in. Let's stand with you. And if you have a comment that's something you want to share, amen, dial the number one and we'll get to you right away. Praise God. And here's what Matthew 6:33 Amplified said. It said, but first and foremost, importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. So God is saying, when you seek me, come seeking me and my way of doing things, because if you look at how you did things when you was a teenager, that was not the right attitude and character. That wasn't me. That was all you. This is why you ended up in a doctor's office. This is why you ended up almost doing an abortion. This is why you almost end up losing your virginity. This is why you almost ended up doing marijuana. This is why you almost end up popping a Molly. This is why you did almost become an alcoholic, because you was not seeking me first. But now that you've given your life to me or rededicated yourself, however long you've been with the Lord, he said you must learn and choose with wisdom how to first and most importantly seek me and my righteousness and my kingdom. And then all these things will be given to you. You know, as I was studying tonight, something else that I learned the Lord gave me, he said, some folks just want to become a member just to see what they can get out of God. You know, that's sort of like tempting God. That's like an insult. You know, you can't play God. Don't you just hate it when people come up to you and you ain't heard from them in 10 years, maybe 20, or you ain't heard, last time you checked, they blocked you even on Facebook. You couldn't even get in touch with them. You know what happened. They ain't left you an explanation. They had your number. you know, ain't heard nothing. When you call them and check on them and see if everything's all right, nothing. Phone goes straight to voicemail. They never even return your call. You don't let them, I don't know how many voicemails. Text them, hey, beloved, what's going on? Sending love your way. Call me, let me know you're good. I don't know what happened. I can't get to you on social media. Nothing. But all of a sudden, when they see what God doing in your life, how you changed and you done moved on and forward, even if it's an ex, they want to come and try to, hey, you know, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I don't know what's going on, but something is wrong. And I had to report to Facebook and see if they can fix. And no, Facebook ain't done nothing. They blocked you on purpose. You know, hey, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I've been asking your kinfolk where you've been at. You know, been trying to see, you know, look back in the yearbook to see who all we knew, the same people we knew, and try to see if they knew you at. Ain't done none of that. Ain't done none of that. But now because they see the wealth in your life, that you're rich in the Lord first and foremost, and then they see how naturally you become wealthy with different many streams of income. They see you got your own vehicle now. They see you on your way. You're about to publish these books. You know, you're getting connected to the right people. You're going to college, all this different stuff. Now they want to be a part of your life like they loved you. But see, love don't leave like that. Love does not do you like that. Love does not neglect or disrespect you like that. So, see, that's how some people do, a lot of us is doing in church. That's why God said tonight, shame on us in the church for the shoe that fits. Hallelujah. Because not everybody is like this in church, but there's very few laborers. And I can back that up with scripture for you. But there's a lot of people who just are members. Catch this by your spirit. They're just members. They do a lot of talking, but they ain't doing no walking. They do a lot of talking now, a lot of lip service. But they're not doers of the word. See, laborers do. Members, for people that don't want to labor, they just talk. They'll watch the laborers do, but they don't talk. They just gonna watch. So, see, some folks just want to be a member to see what they can get out of God. Okay, God, I'm a member now. You know, they told me now that I'm on this side of the fence, you know, things gonna get better. And that's religious folk lying to you. See, it get real when you give your life to Christ, because Satan is fearful of you obeying the Lord. Because, see, he used to be in relationship with God. So he know what happened when you become intimate with God and you stay married to God and you don't leave God. He knows the power of that, how effective. There's no limit to your effectiveness in the kingdom when you give your life to God and you choose to obey him and let his will be done as a laborer, not a member just to have something to say. Say, you know, I'm a member too. I've been here for 20 years or 5 months. What do I get out of this, God? I've been coming. But no, when did you come? Did you come because Apostle so-and-so was speaking or Prophet so-and-so was speaking? Or did you faithfully come as you could every time? Even if you was late, the thing was you in your place? When it was time for you to go and do intercessory prayer, was you there? Or did you just come at the end to get prayer and say, hey, y'all, I need prayer. This going on in my life. That's not a laborer. God is looking for laborers, more laborers in the body of Christ. He's tired of people just want to be a member and just have something to say, just have bragging rights spiritually and say, I'm a member of a church. But where is your evidence, member of a church? What do you do? Who are you accountable to? Who is your accountability partners? If I was to speak to your spiritual siblings, what would they have to say about you? Hallelujah. If I was to talk to your spiritual leaders, what do they have to say about you? Are you a laborer or are you just a member? Hallelujah. So, again, the number to dial, if you need to give this number to someone, is 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request or you have a question to ask, we welcome questions. If you want to comment, bring it on. Amen. Speak up and speak out. Dial the number one, and we'll get to you right away. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, again, a lot of folks in church, they just glad to be a member. But if you say, can you lead in praise and worship? You know, I got to be working on that day. Would I be here on Sunday? You know, a lot of folks just want to be glad. They're satisfied with settling at membership only. They don't want to show up at the meetings. They don't want to be in the leadership meetings. They got all these type of excuses. Oh, I got to do this with my kinfolk today, or my family member, this happened to them. Or, you know, I got a sister about to get married. I got this going on, and I got to go to this for my children. All this stuff, all these excuses, all these religious excuses. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But where are the laborers? And then when the laborers are getting their reward, then here come the members who don't want to do nothing. But, yeah, I've been here for 5 years, but, yeah, where's your effectiveness in the ministry? Start in the house first. Where have you labored at? You know, what was your what were you at for accountability to hospitality? When the last time have you helped clean the church? When have you last did outreach ministry, member? What have you done? Hallelujah. God is saying, what have you done for me lately, member? Are you a laborer or just a member? See, God is fed up with just being a member. He don't want members. He don't want lip service. See, that's what members do. He said, I want you to do more than just be a member. You know, anybody can be attached to something, but when you're connected, you labor. Because you understand that if you're not on post, you affect the whole body. If you're not where you're supposed to be, it's going to cost the other siblings, the other spiritual family, even your spiritual leadership, because you was not in your place, even as a member. As a member, you're supposed to be on post too. You have things to do. You don't just stick with staying, being settled, and being a member only. You have to labor. If you don't choose to labor, guess what? God said obedience is better than sacrifice. You're going to sacrifice it. See, being religious, here's another analogy, is like an insecure individual. Hallelujah. Being religious is like an insecure individual. You know how? I'll break it down to you. See, being religious has a form. You have no power. Glory be to God. There's no anointing there. Hallelujah. So you use, a lot of religious folks, they tend to use their little gifts and their talents. You know, they use all this, but they lack the substance. They don't have substance. What is the substance spiritually? The anointing. They have no relationship. See, your relationship with God is your substance. See, when you're religious, you're like a knockoff generic brand. You ain't going to last before so long. Hallelujah. I'll give you another analogy. Being religious is like an insecure individual. Well, an insecure individual will use their fleshly body parts, their dimples, pretty smile and teeth, or they making sing or sing, as some people say. They may got pretty eyes and long, beautiful eyelashes. They may have thick hips, you know, a nice apple bottom, or be bow-legged, and they might make their chest muscles jump, built, nice physique, tall, dark, and handsome. But guess what? They don't last but for so long. Everything has a time and a season. But guess what? Underneath that, spiritually, where's their substance? Do they have a relationship with God? Because, see, if they were to get married, can their physical speak to your spiritual? Catch that by your spirit. Because, see, you can use your glimmer and glamour and all this stuff on your body in the natural, but what is that going to do for a person when they get attacked by Satan in the spirit? Do they know how to deal with that? Do they know how to go in the spirit and cover you in prayer? Can they fight off demons off of you that you're not spiritually equipped to deal with yet? Do they know how to protect you in the spirit? Do they know how to warfare with you in the spirit? Do they know how to study the Bible with you? Do they know how to spend time with God with you? Hallelujah. See, that's a religious person. Glory be to God. You know, yes, they may can dance on the praise team. Hallelujah. Yes, they may can sing on the worship team. They can sing a house down. Yes, they may know how to preach and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? Are they under the anointing? Are they anointed to do what they do? Are they dancing in the anointing? Are they singing in the anointing? Are they teaching and preaching in the anointing? Because that's what destroys the yoke. Their body parts can do it. Them acting like they're in a relationship with God is not going to get you spiritually healed and set free. And this is why God says to us in the church, first and foremost, because we're the head in the world. Hallelujah. We're the head. We're the ones that go in and change things in the spirit. We're more effective that way. You have to go into the spirit first. That's what the church is supposed to be doing, dealing with things in the spirit realm concerning this world. So God is saying, I don't want that anymore. Come from under, go deeper than the surface. Don't be religious with me as a member. Become a laborer and get in relationship with me, and let's deal with stuff in the spirit and get this world back into alignment with my word. Let's start winning souls, because he that wins souls is wise. So, see, being religious is like an insecure individual, because playing around with God and putting on these spiritual accolades, like we gather together and stuff like that, but then when we get attacked, you see our true colors. That really is just a form. It's a lot of folks with just a form. They're members, but they have a form. The minute they get hit with this attack, they get tempted with that. Finances done been snatched. Check ain't come where it's supposed to come. Your child, something happened in school with that. They got to go to the hospital. Your husband's starting to get caught up into this. What's coming out of you? Is it relationship or a form? What's going on? Hallelujah. Because, see, that's what it's all about. You have to be in relationship with God to know how to respond by the Spirit and do what Jesus did. Not just say what would Jesus do, but do what Jesus would do. Do what he did. See, but being in a relationship with God is like an individual who has come into their identity. Catch that to you by your spirit. And now they know whose they are, meaning you know who you belong to. And they know who they are, who God says you are. He said, let us make man in our likeness and image to have dominion. And to, you're supposed to subjugate, meaning take power over things. So see, this is how the world knows who's in relationship in the church with God and who's having a form of godliness, denying the power. Because they see, well, see, there's something about someone who's in relationship with God that begins to understand their identity. You don't walk the same. You don't talk the same. You know, they say birds of a feather flock together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So being in a relationship with God is like an individual who has come into their identity, meaning they don't care what demons show up in the midnight hour. If they have to sit up or get on their knees and start warring back with that spirit or pleading the blood of Jesus or saying, I plead the blood of Jesus against you, I bind your tactics, they're going to fight back in the spirit. You're just not going to bulldoze them in their dreams. You're just not going to sexually molest and rape them and abuse them in their dreams. You're just not going to touch on their body parts while they're sleeping like that, referring to sex demons, incubus, and succubus. See, that's the difference with somebody who's in relationship with God instead of somebody who's religious and waiting up in the midnight hours, watching pornography, setting the atmosphere for incubus and succubus and laying there with their legs or eagles wide open, just ready. Whether they're a man or woman, I'm ready. Because they have the knowledge and they know better. But see, this is what religious folk do. They entertain these demonic spirits. They play around with them, sexing them in the midnight hours, letting them use them to do sin, rebel against God. And then you come to church, whatever day it is, that you choose to show up because you're a member. Hallelujah. You show up when you want to show up. Hallelujah. You ain't going to labor, but you a member. Hallelujah. So when you show up like you just got all together. But as soon as deliverance ministry time shows, you ain't praying in the spirit. You don't know how to pray in the spirit. You don't even know what to do. Because, see, you just got a form. You don't have the substance, relationship with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you want to get someone on here, amen, so they can be encouraged and have knowledge be imparted to them from God, the number is 347-945-5416. And if you have a question, look, ask away. If you have a comment, we welcome it. Amen. Nothing but love here. And if you have a prayer request for someone else and yourself, dial the number 1, and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me take you to Isaiah 54:5, King James Version. Now, this is what God said now. He said, for thy maker, meaning you and thy maker, our maker, who's our maker? God. I know that, you know, our parents, a lot of us, our parents made, you know, they did sin, but they didn't make us. See, they was part of the process of us being made, but they're not our maker. Hallelujah. Sometimes your parents say, I made you. No, you didn't make me. Hallelujah. What you did was you was part of the process, whether you were sinning or you were put together by God, you were part of the process of me getting here through you and not to you. You'll catch that in a minute. There's a revelation with that. Isaiah 54:5, King James Version. He said, this is God, he said, for thy maker is thine husband. God is saying to you and I'm your husband, whether you're male or female, I'm your husband. He said, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. And see, when it said God, I don't know about what your Bible's showing you, but mine say capital G. He's the God of the whole earth. I know everybody in their religious self, whether they're in church or not, got these gods, lowercase g's, ODs. He said, but guess what? I'm God of the whole earth. They ain't got nothing on me. I'm the OG. Hallelujah. Capital OG at that. Don't forget it. Glory be to God. So God is our husband. So you have to remember that. This is why some of us, glory be to God, God is saying, this is why you couldn't keep a man or a woman to save your life, because you don't even know how to be faithful to me. And you're my wife. Catch that by your spirit. God just told you in his word, I'm your husband. You're married to me. He's saying, do you see how you treat me? You want to treat me like I'm your do boy, or, you know, like I'm a do girl, and you just do me any kind of way? You show up to me anytime through the midnight hour and want me to help you and think I'm obligated to you when you don't even do what I ask you to do, and you a member? You a member too? I don't think so. I don't think so. I made you. You didn't make me. So if you want to be married, or if you desire these things, you're going to have to do right by me. Understand that marriage is ministry. First of all, the way you are with me, you're going to be like that and worse with your husband or your wife. Because I created you, and look how you treat me. Hallelujah. If the shoe fit, we got to wear it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now I want to take you with me. Glory be to God. About the laborers. Remember I mentioned that earlier about the laborers being few, because this is why God said there's a difference. I talked about this about 2 weeks ago. You know, everybody is nice to say you're a member somewhere, but are you connected? When you're connected, that means you're laboring. You don't get to choose what days you want to get off. See, this is not a job. Ministry is not a job. You don't get wages for this. God rewards you according to what you do, especially when no one is around, and your obedience. Your obedience and your motives and your agendas, your heart's intentions is what God is judging according to his word. He looks at that, people, because it's easy for anybody to holler, Lord, Lord. But where is your fruit? What is your fruit showing? Where is the evidence that you actually love God? Because God said, my children obey me. See, my children obey me. They don't just show up when they want to, or depending on who's speaking and who's dancing and who's singing, just because they look good or sound good and they turned up in the spirit, as they say, or because they making them get goosebumps and your flesh rising because you got a lust demon on you and you still having sex with these sex demons. God said, shame on you. We got to get together in the church. Got to get together. Hallelujah. So let's go on a journey to Matthew 9:35-38. I'm coming from King James Version. Amen. It said, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Catch that by your spirit. You know, when we go about our daily lives and things like that, you see, the harvest is ripe. If truth be told, even right now in these times, there are a lot of souls that are ready to give their life to Christ. But the question is concerning the church. With the members that we have, how is it that we have thousands of members, but the laborers are few? Catch that. Thousands of members now, but the laborers are few. What that tells me spiritually is too many people don't want to do what the Lord is saying to do. Because that means that gets rid of you. Hallelujah. Meaning I has to die. You have to deny yourself. And that's letting me know that a lot of members, their flesh is still out of control. Their flesh is still the dominant ruler. Their flesh is still being able to be a spoiled brat, and it's still getting what it wants, when it wants, and how it wants it, regardless of how it affects the ministry that you're a member of, regardless of how you're putting more of the spiritual load or burden on your leaders and spiritual siblings. Because remember, as a member, if you don't do what you're supposed to do as well in laboring, you also cost the body. Because it's like with ants, as little as they are, if one gets out of a place, it's going to affect all of them because they're a team. There's no I in team. Hallelujah. So, again, if you know someone that needs to be uplifted tonight and hear the word of God, amen, the number is 347-945-5416. And if you need prayer or know someone else that does, you have a question, come ask away. If you have a comment, come share. You never know who needs to hear it and be encouraged. Please dial the number 1, and we'll get right away to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, again, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing for the church, because God is saying that's why he's not even smiling when it comes to that, because he's so fed up in the spirit. I can just feel it and see it and hear him. He's so fed up with that. We have too many members for there to be few laborers. That don't make no sense, and it's been going on too long, and God is fed up with it. That's all I keep hearing in the spirit. He's just fed up. He's had it up to his nostrils with it. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know, for those of us that this shoe fit. And if the shoe don't fit you still, to keep yourself in righteousness, check yourself, because you don't want to wreck yourself. say, Lord, help me and show me what am I supposed to be doing? Am I in error somewhere? Am I missing somewhere? Am I part of the problem or the solution? And also pray for those in the body of Christ that if you know it or not, or whether you know them or not, or you associate with them or not, pray for them that they will allow the Lord to show them themselves and face themselves and get back into alignment and do what God is saying do and stop just wanting to be a member and don't labor. We need members, all of the members, to be laboring as well. Not just say, I'm a member, now I'm going to heaven. Don't work that way. Satan can tell you that. It don't work that way. Just because you're a member don't mean you got into heaven. Glory be to God. Spirit with that. You have to understand God, know how he operates. Being a member don't mean you're going to heaven. Doing good things don't mean you're going to get into heaven. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's talk about the flesh and the spirit. Hallelujah. Come with me, if you will, to Galatians 5:17, King James Version. Verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What does that mean? I'll break it down to you amplified. I love for people to have an understanding. Galatians 5:17 amplified says, for the sinful nature, who is the sinful nature? It's our flesh, of course, not your spirit, man. No, he wants to please God and do us holy and righteous. He wants God to smile upon you, not get upset with you and you get God's wrath. Okay? For the sinful nature has its desire, guess what, which is opposed to the spirit. Meaning your flesh ain't trying to live right. Your flesh like, girl, man, please. You know how long you've been masturbating and now you want to sit up here and try to break me with that? Well, you better get ready for the fight of your life, because now everywhere you go, you're going to see some flesh. You know how long it's been and now you're talking about you want to do a vow of celibacy and you don't want to fornicate no more, and all this time you've been in these sheets with different people or this one person for this many years and you got an ungodly soul tie going on, and now you want to put me on God's altar and try to get me crucified? And I ain't been crucified, period, by you. And now you want to start this? Get ready for the fight of your life. Hallelujah. See, flesh knows. Flesh knows when you're beginning to and desiring to bring its subject. Because your flesh going to start throwing in your face things. Then you're going to start having these images. Then these memories come. Different voices. Satan going to try to remind you of what you did with this person, what you did with that person, how it felt, what it made you do, how your body responded, all these different things. But the word of God says casting down thoughts and imaginations, you have a choice to do that, that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God down into captivity to the obedience of the word of God. Listen to the rest of the scripture. It says, for the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the spirit. And the desire of the spirit now opposes the sinful nature. So see, they're contrary to one another. Glory be to God. That's why people, I'm going to pause right there for a second if you don't mind. That's why people crack me up in church as members when they say, yeah, I know I'm supposed to not do this, but what if it's just this? See, we got a problem there. Because what you're saying is, you know you're supposed to be doing what God told you to do, but you still want to sit up here and lay up with this person. You still want to sleep with that spirit. You still liking what it did to you. You want some more. You don't want to get delivered and healed because you still don't want to be brought subject. You still bucking a little bit there. So you have a choice to either keep trimming away at it or get it cut off at the root and say no more, enough is enough. See, that's how you know somebody's fed up. You ain't got to constantly talk to them and spend hours with them. No, you tell them something and they do what it takes and apply themselves and they don't look back. They stay connected, be held accountable. Don't be saying, oh, but please, and still trying to go back to it. See, you ain't ready yet. You ain't ready. You're not laborer material. Catch that by his spirit. Hallelujah. So back to the scripture. It said, for these two, the sinful nature and the spirit, are in direct opposition to each other, continually in conflict. So see, you have to catch that so you don't become double-minded. Keep that in mind. The spirit, your spirit man and your fleshly man, always going to be in opposition with each other. Because your flesh, as I call it, is a spoiled brat. It wants what it wants when it wants it, regardless of who it hurts, who gets murdered, who gets raped, who gets molested, who gets a divorce, who house it breaks up, what child get hurt. It does not care. It doesn't care that you on your way to hell because you keep sinning. It's like, I just want what I want, regardless. It don't even, your flesh don't even consider God. That's why you have to get, with violence and urgency, put, let your flesh be on the altar and let God slay it. Let him slaughter it. Let him crucify it daily. Take the ouches and the oohs and the pain with it, because that's your flesh. It needs to die. It needs to die, or else it's going to kill you a spiritual death, then naturally. Glory be to God. Again, the number to dial, 347-945-5416, if you know someone that needs to be uplifted and hear this. And if you have a prayer request or a question, or you have a comment, feel free to dial the number 1, and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Amen. So it said, they are in direct opposition, continually in conflict, so that you, as believers, do not always do whatever good things you want to do. Catch that. Glory be to God. Glory to God by your spirit. Catch that. This, the reason why this is because the reason why your flesh fights against your spirit so hard, and your spirit fights so hard to please God like it does, standing against the flesh. But see, you got to remember this too. How can your spirit man fight against the flesh and be the dominant ruler if you keep suffocating him with sinful things, doing fulfilling the lust of your flesh, being drawn away by the lust of your flesh? Because when you do that, you're not giving your spiritual man no power. You're giving your fleshly man power to be the dominant ruler. So you have to look at that, beloved. If you are a member of a church, I don't care if you've been there for 1 month or 10 months or 10 years, who is getting most of your attention and getting fed mostly in your life? Is it your fleshly man or your spiritual man? Your fleshly man, I'll help you out if you don't know how to tell the difference, is the one that wants to do whatever, whenever. You know you're supposed to do it today, but your fleshly man say, oh, you can do it next week. I mean, it ain't doing it till 2 weeks. That's not the point. You're supposed to do it and be proactive. You're not supposed to wait until 2 weeks because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, the day after that. You don't know what's to come. So you're supposed to be proactive, not reactive. Your spiritual man with wisdom says, look, do things according to the word of God. You want to do good. Don't do that evil. Don't fulfill your lust of your flesh, because that's not what God told you to do. You know that. So, again, in order for you to have a standard where your spiritual man's voice can be louder and your conviction will hit you and be heavier, guess what you have to do? Be in relationship with God. Study to show yourself approved. Praise and be worshiping God. Be mindful and protective of your gates, your eye gate, ear gate, your mouth gate. Watch what you do. Watch what you're speaking out your mouth. Be careful what you're watching and let come into your gates. Be careful who you're associating with and let speak into your ears. Be careful and mindful of what you're watching. What kind of music are you listening to? What kind of movies do you watch? You should be asking the Lord first before you do anything. Ask him, should I be watching this? Should I be listening to that song? Should I be liking what this person is saying, even if they're in church? Because just because we're in church don't mean we're in relationship. Don't you know that? Satan go to church too. Hallelujah. So with that being said, we praise God for that word. It was about, what are you going to do? If you are a member today, this word is for you and I. I'm a member myself. Glory be to God. But I don't choose to stay just only a member. I labor. Hallelujah. And there's evidence behind that. You have to choose to labor. And if you're not going to choose to labor, guess what? You're part of the problem. Don't talk about what's going on in church and in the world, and you still just want to be a member just to say, I'm connected or attached to a church. No. Are you going to choose to be a laborer? And if not, woe to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in my closing, as we're closing, we want to open up the door right now for salvation or rededication. If you're listening in, amen, and you need to give your life to Christ or rededicate, please do if it's in your heart and you really want to have a relationship with the Lord. Repeat after me. Father, I know I have sinned. I come to you with a repenting heart, with a humble heart. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for all my sins that I've committed on purpose and not knowingly. I give my life to you. I rededicate my life unto you. I surrender all. I yield all. I give all with a willing heart, with my whole heart, with my mind made up. I say yes. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. Thank you, Father, for always believing in me. And thank you, Father, for always loving me unconditionally. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Again, we bless God for what he's done tonight. Bless God for the people of the radio station, Blog Talk Radio Station. Bless God for them. We love you. Thank God for Eagles Wings Ministries International. We're a church with and without walls, non-denominational. And we thank God for our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree, and for everyone that's connected through membership and partnership. I was your host, Prophet Gabrielle. We love you all, and to all of God night, rest in God's presence and authority. Amen.
really do feel like going on, feel like going on.